Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Listener Susan says, yay, Angel!
Yay, Angel! It has been, excuse me, look at it, I don't even have a voice. It has
back.
Been a while. It has been a while. It is good to be back.
It is very nice to have you back. Let's see, where did you come from this time? You were in Austin.
I was in Austin, right?
Yeah, and then Chicago the
week
before.
I was Chicago the week before and San Diego the week before that. So since I have been on the radio, yes,
wow.
I have been in San Diego, Chicago, and Austin, Texas.
My goodness. Well, it's great to have you back. And things are profitable out there?
Things are amazing. Oh, my gosh. There's this big, beautiful world of entrepreneurs out there super excited to grow their business, to latch on to national marketing, national radio. It's been a hoot. Although, so flew in just today, came straight to the studio from the airport.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I can't remember. I think the last time that I was home for a full 7 days in a row was in July.
July,
I think so, for a straight 7 days in a row. So don't.
And I know what your July was like. There was right? only one of those.
There was only one. So it was, but it has been incredible. It has been a whirlwind. I'm getting really good. I packed. I will have you know, Mr. Raymer.
You can go ahead and tell me.
Everybody's going to be Mr. Tussey now. So the other night, right before I'm leaving, I put on a pot of water to boil.
Yeah.
And went upstairs to pack my suitcase. Came downstairs. The water hadn't even started to, like, sizzle yet. And
you packed your suitcase before the water boiled?
Oh, fast.
Wow.
Oh, so fast. Yeah, I'm getting really good at this. And I will tell you, nice. you'd be impressed, because I do a carry-on. I do a little guy. Now, I have been checking it because we have to also check our big case.
Yeah,
because
I'm doing trade shows.
And I've got banners and I've got papers and books and all of this stuff. And so I check it back. So I do check it, but only because I'm already checking the other one and I might as well just send it through. So, but yeah, I carry a little bag, but I can pack it fast. I'm getting really good. And I think, you know, when you do it regularly, you get really good and you remember, you know, all the things you really don't need or what you really do need. It's when you get out of habit that you forget. But I did leave my iPad in Chicago on accident in the drawer in the nightstand of the hotel.
You actually filled the nightstand of the hotel?
I dumped my purse out into the night because I needed it. And I just didn't want to carry all that stuff. So I dumped my purse out into the nightstand and left and ended up checking out of the hotel
did
in Chicago.
Did you get it back?
Yeah, it was kind of, I sent a messenger. I got it back in Austin.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I got people.
And apparently,
like, just bring it to me in Austin.
You got the memo because you and I are both wearing red shirts, the same color red, which is kind of cool.
Mine is orange.
You have an orange jacket. You're wearing a red shirt.
Oh, I am. I am. I'm like 50 shades of orange today. Look, I've got my orange bag. Yep. I've got my orange jacket. I've got my orange reddish shirt. Yeah, it's good to be back. Right? The team. The team is back. It's good to be back in the studio.
You bet. Listener Cecil says, welcome back, Angel.
Thank you.
Had breakfast, dinner. I had lunch. Pick one.
Pick a meal.
With Cecil.
Did you eat tacos?
No, we didn't. Oh. Surprisingly enough, because... I don't know if he knows it or not, but he's got a Hispanic name. But no, we went to Olive Garden.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I just offered you Olive Garden for dinner tonight. You didn't even say it.
No,
I just had that for lunch.
I'll do that. That'll work.
I did because my son works there. I thought we'd go and see him and have some dinner tonight. So we are hosting a networking event for Experience Pros this evening for our membership group, which is exciting. So I'll get to see everybody. Hopefully.
Absolutely.
Come on down because who knows? You know, wheels up again next week. So come and see me while I'm in the state.
All righty. Well, what you got for us there, Mrs. Tussie?
I want to inspire our listeners today. And that's actually one of the biggest things that I'm getting to do while I'm out and about in the, you know, on this training, on this speaking circuit, is just inspire and remind business owners of the value that they bring to the table, the good stuff that you guys are doing. We are the backbone of the American economy. And so it's just really fun to inspire and motivate and kind of rekindle that fire inside of you. Well, I'm not the only one. Constant Contact actually gathered a few business owners and asked them for their inspirational tips to inspire you in your professional life. So hopefully these tips will do the trick. Barbara Felix, she's the owner of Felix the Cook. She says, know your market. If you don't know where your market is and what they want, she says, you have no chance.
One of the very first things that we ever discussed when starting out training with companies about, you know, creating the culture and the experience for their guests is to know who that target market is. And you would think that they would have that dialed in. But as we discovered, that's one of the more complicated elements because most people think that their guest, their customer is anyone who will write
anyone,
a check.
Anyone. All
anyone
of the internet.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody. Because everybody can use my product. We start to think that.
Yeah.
And it might be that anybody can use your product.
Sure. But that's not who you want to specifically target and talk to and address. That very notion of using a shotgun to get everybody is what's the word I'm thinking of? Ridiculous.
Oh, ridiculous.
All right. Number two, Kelly Twaddell says, and she's the owner of Rose and Dove Specialty Gift Shop. She says, it's not going to happen overnight. Just be patient. She advises setting short-term goals with the long-term vision in mind.
Right. Short-term goals, right? Because I think as entrepreneurs, we need to have those successes along the way that remind us that we're taking those next steps. You don't have to see the whole staircase in order to take that next step.
I tell people all the time that it takes, you know, the old adage of it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. We are just about 17 and a half months away. So can't wait till that happens.
You think,
for us.
Right?
You
know, 10 years. We were 17 and a half months away from doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have those short-term, those incremental goals that are moving you closer, then when you hit a rough patch, you can get back on track again and you get there. You know, you aren't going to lose 50 pounds. You're going to lose a couple pounds a week.
There you go.
And, you know, so think about those small incremental steps.
Listener Ryan wants to know, did you bring back any barbecue from Austin?
On my fingers.
Yeah, I see. See, Brian, she doesn't even know the language because there's no sauce in Austin. Barbecue in Austin is all dry rub.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, no. I was in and out of Austin way so fast. We had sushi. Sorry. Isn't that awful?
That's all right. To go to Austin for sushi, that is awful.
Yeah, that is awful, right?
Yeah.
All right. Don Noble, the owner of La Provence, she says, you've got to follow your gut. Ask yourself, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Well, the worst thing is you might make a mistake.
You're
going to
make a mistake.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right? It's a mistake, but it's not a failure. It's not the end of the world. You know, we all know the Thomas Edison quote, and even though we know it, like that he didn't have all these mistakes, he just learned all these ways not to.
10,000 ways not to build a bike.
And even though we know it, and you hear it, and you're like, yeah, whatever.
It hasn't journeyed the longest road. And the longest road is from your head to your heart. Once you experience that and say, let it go, then it makes all the difference in the world. And by the way, one of the biggest kisses of death to small business owners is second-guessing themselves. Mm. You knew what you were doing when you got into it.
But we didn't. We thought we'd just build it and they will come.
Okay.
And it's going to be amazing, right? Customers are going to come. We're going to make all this money. We're going to have these long, lazy lunches and golf, and we're going to have the yacht.
If that's what you thought, what's the word I'm thinking? Ridiculous. Number four, make a commitment to education, to learning as much as you can, an ongoing education. That's Marie Moradane, the owner of Window Designs, et cetera. And ongoing, this, Angel, is where you excel and you put your words into action. You love learning. Mm. And you just like a sponge, soak it up, and then you get on a plane and go do it.
And
it's really encouraging. I'm inspired.
Well, I will tell you, I teeter on that edge, you know, a little freaked out and a little excited and one foot on both sides, and that's what keeps me going.
And Tommy Wolf, professional coach trainer, says that's where you know you're in the right place.
Yeah, right? When you're freaked out and excited all at the same time. All right, and then we're talking about inspirational tips from some of the top women owners in business just to inspire you in your professional life today. Just to know that you're not alone, right? That we're all in this together. But Tracy Brown, body language expert at Tracy Brown, Inc., she says, don't quit. And don't be afraid to flex.
You know, it's funny that she says, don't be afraid to flex. I think it's more over, don't quit and get ready to flex. Because really, adaptability and malleability in times of ambiguity is really, really important. Be inspired, folks. We are inspired. Angel Tassi, Eric Raymer here to help you get your business right. Be sure that you stick it out and connect with us. Brian says Rome wasn't built overnight. Heck, they're still building it. They do have sauce in Austin. Been there many times, especially at the Salt Lake. I stand corrected. Back after this, folks.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Is this thing on? Check one, two, three. I'm getting ready. me. I want some profitable podcasting going on right now.
Well, you know what? If you are thinking about growing your business, expanding your platform, and building a nation of fans, you might want to think about podcasting. It's one of the toughest challenges faced by America's 28 million small businesses, and that's growing revenue. So small business owner Steve Wessner, he actually found a way to create a solid revenue stream, gain access to coveted decision makers, and reach crowds of future customers on a regular basis. And get this, without any hard selling. He actually is going to teach us today how to do profitable podcasting. He actually has a book, Profitable Podcasting, Grow Your Business, Expand Your Platform, and Build a Nation of True Fans. Steven Wessner, welcome to Experience Pros.
Angel and Eric, thanks very much for the invitation. It's an honor to be here with you.
Well, the honor is ours. And Steve, as you can tell, it's only like my second day here on the radio, so I'm kind of figuring this whole thing out. Is it true? I mean, seriously, can people really make money podcasting?
Yeah, and it can be really significant when they have the right strategy of connecting their podcast in with their core business. And we call it the Trojan horse of selling. And it's a very specific strategy. It's not marketing hyperbole. It's not, oh, we're going to sell ads in the podcast. And not that that's bad. But we're firm believers in identifying the Dream 50 customers who you want to be doing business with, but right now you currently don't have an at bat with them because they just don't know who you are. And then using your podcast is a way to open the door with them, because then you're no longer a salesperson, you're a journalist. And you are the host of a top-rated show, and that's how your podcast becomes the Trojan horse of sales, because you invite your top prospects to be a guest on your show, you have a private, you know, 60-minute conversation with them, and now all of a sudden your podcast is facilitated biz dev. It's not about selling ads, but it is about developing relationships.
I love it.
Okay, so there's that, I think, is the secret, Steve. When people become a podcaster, they're bringing guests on, they're interviewing their guests, but they haven't quite figured out, how do I take them from being a guest? How do I take that journalist hat off and then bring them into a sales funnel? Because it sounds like you're using the podcasting, the journalist, that's kind of just the part-time piece. What you really do is whatever, it's the side hustle to the real business, yes?
Yes, and exactly, Angel. And you have to have a great show. It can't feel like, you know, pitch. You have to have a great show. You have to have a great audience. You have to be super helpful to your audience. hence the building of the Nation of True Fans. And then what happens is, after you air the episode and after you've really warmed up your guests with social media love and really, you know, highlighted their expertise, and all of that is legit. They're providing great advice to your audience. There's nothing in this that's not about being very helpful to your audience. But then 2 to 3 weeks after the episode airs and the guest is feeling the love, you loop back to them and say, "Hey, Angel, geez, first of all, thanks again for being a guest on my show. Really loved it. You know, I was listening back to the episode, and gosh, during our conversation, you mentioned X. You know what? That made my team and I think about Y, and we do Y really, really well here at Predictive ROI. Say, is there a day or time next week that we can sit down and chat about that?" Angel says, "Heck yeah, I'd love to do that, because you gave her a great experience,
right?
Promoted her all over the web, she's getting great feedback, and so now the Trojan horse is working for you."
Right, no. You're not trying to call up the gatekeeper to get an appointment, and Angel who? It's like, oh, yeah. Angel,
We've already done something together, and it was a pleasurable, positive experience.
And I added value, I've kind of put change in my pocket, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. But I think Eric, you know, said it perfectly. They've had a great experience. This cannot feel like a sales pitch in any stretch of the imagination. You have to do exactly what Eric said. You have to ensure that they had a great experience, that they feel the love on social. You promoted them to your list, you know, via email. They're getting great feedback. So then when you place the call to Angel, she's like, sure, because she's heard from her peers, and she's got the reshares and the tweets and all of that. And then she's very receptive because she knows you're serious. You're a great business person.
Steve, let me play the role of the devil's advocate for just a minute and talk about, you know, I love the analogy of the Trojan horse. I'm going to go to a slightly older analogy, and that is, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? I don't have the podcast in place, and I don't have a huge following. How do I attract those ideal guests?
Well, and that's where this does take time. I don't want anybody to think that this is a get-rich-quick scheme, because it is not.
Right.
And this is all about being consistent and creating great content and putting it out to your audience, and this builds over time. I mean, you know, it took us about 8 to 9 months until we built some serious momentum. Now our podcast will generate $2 million a year for us this year over the next 12 months because we've gained some momentum, and so have our clients. But the key point is that even if you're starting at zero, well, you got to do something or always remain at zero. So start now and then invite some, you know, your clients on as your initial guest, and then they will promote it and love it, and then your audience will start to grow, and then ask for referrals, and then invite several prospects. And even if you don't have any listeners, the key piece is, even if you don't have any listeners, this still works, because to Angel's point, you're getting your best prospects on the show. That's how the Trojan works. That's how the Trojan horse works, not based on audience.
All right, so a couple of things, Stephen. I want to make sure we've got our listeners following you, connecting to your podcast as well as your book, Profitable Podcasting. What's the best way for us to stay connected and follow you?
OnwardNation.com is where they can find our show, and then our book is available on Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble, anywhere that sells books.
How often do you podcast?
Every day.
Every day. Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
I take that back. That's not entirely true. Monday through Friday.
Yes.
We just aired episode 592 this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Yeah, we started with a once-a-week podcast.
And before, we say every day, too.
Before we picked up, and we do, even though it's only weekdays. We just did our 2,000th broadcast, Stephen. And so it's amazing where the time goes. Final word of wisdom and thought for somebody who's just on the fence about podcasting.
I think it's exactly like the way the two of you ended the previous segment about not quitting, because most podcasters quit after 7 episodes. It's called pod fading, because they expect that someone's going to knock on their door and they're going to get all kinds of riches. So I would just like to echo what the two of you said at the end of the last segment. Don't quit. Do this consistently. This is a long-term play, but if you're consistent at it, it will be great for you.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Steve Westner, thank you for joining us, for adding value to our listeners. I want to have you back. You are a perfect fit for this program as well.
thank you both very much for the invitation.
Absolutely. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just ahead. That's the way we roll here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. For the archives of this broadcast and every other broadcast that we do, check out the Experience Pros website at experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com. More after this.
Awesome.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 6619.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tassi, Eric Grammer, helping you get your business right. And I think we should talk a little bit about that social media thing.
Right. We're going to give you the top social media tips that business owners should do by Justin Larson. I actually met Justin from Green Forest Marketing when I was down in Phoenix for the Small Business Expo. And he says, we are more than just social media managers here at Green Forest Marketing. We will create a brand story for you that your customers will fall in love with. We can optimize your website and use specific strategies that we've learned from some of the best in the world to generate thousands of email leads that will turn into lifelong customers for your business. Here to share his top social media tips, Justin Larson. Welcome to Experience Pros.
Hey, good to be on. How are you guys doing?
Justin, we are doing better than we deserve, that's for sure. Let's talk a little bit about these tips here. And I want to know, first and foremost, is do Facebook ads work, in your opinion?
You know what? They work better, in my own opinion, and what I've seen in what I've done for other people. They work 10 times better than any other type of media out there. That includes billboards, print, direct mail.
Don't you even think about saying radio, mister.
I wasn't going to say radio.
Thank you.
People still do listen to the radio, but I do believe that will. Facebook's actually working on they actually have TV, their own Facebook TV that they're pushing out. So there's a lot of stuff that's getting kicked out and pushed out of the market, and radio is not a threat to Facebook for sure.
So if I know a lot of people who throw a couple dollars at it, boost this post, and they'll do that a few times. And not always the most effective, or not always the most, results come back from that. What are some suggestions that you have for actually making sure that our Facebook ads are working?
Right. So a lot of people, they try and boost their posts, and they think of that as advertising, which it is, but it's not very effective, and most people don't see any results from that. And that's because what boost posting does, I don't know if you guys have seen that on your own personal Facebook pages personally,
sure.
But a lot of people who I work with, they're admins of their own Facebook, and they're trying to put money so that other people see their posting. And what that does is Facebook actually doesn't allow everybody to see your post. So they cap it at actually 6%. So if you have 100 friends, 6 people will see it.
Oh.
Most people have more than that. So what boosting your post does, well, if you pay Facebook $5 or $10 or $20 or $100, however much you choose to pay, it'll push that out to more people. So in cases like that, it's good. But if your post doesn't really mean anything and it's just like an update, like, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday today,
right.
it's not really effective advertising.
So the differentiation then, correct me if I'm wrong, Justin, is when we put an ad out, it is with specifically to a strong call to action for a transaction of some sort, yeah?
Correct. So
okay.
Another thing, too, people confuse that of boosting posts with Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads are an actual way of advertising, and there's a lot more parameters in there. There's something called the Business Manager, which we won't get into just for the sake of time, but there's a lot more to Facebook than people even know about.
I'm sure. And it's always changing. We're always seeing the algorithms are changing, the rules are changing, how many people are seeing our post is always changing. I think, you know, by design, your Facebook, if you want more people to see your Facebook interaction,
right,
then the advertising in sponsoring your page is the way to get more traffic to that. Am I right?
That's right. And paid traffic works every time. There's no nobility in free traffic.
Oh, wow. I bet you've said that before.
That's the quote of the day right there. There's no nobility in free traffic. Paid traffic wins the day.
We're talking with Justin Larson from Green Forest Marketing in Phoenix, Arizona. And I know you have a PDF because we're not going to get through all your top tips while we've got you on the air with us today. What's the best way for our audience to connect with you, Justin?
So if you go to greenforestmarketing.com, you'll be able to, on the homepage, right up top, there's a big picture that says, download the free top 10 tips for social media. And, yeah, you just put in your name and email, and it'll get right to your email.
Perfect. Yep. All right, so best practices for being online and having our brand online, what do you recommend?
Well, I would say the best one is having your website optimized.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a big one. And people are still, haven't really done that. You'd be surprised. But people confuse mobile optimized with responsive design.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the big two differences between that is one is done by Pixels, which is mobile optimized, which is it's a really lazy way to design a mobile website. And the one is responsive, which deals in percentages, so mm-hmm. the percentage of the screen size. So if you want something 100% of the screen size, it'll do it. But pixels are like just a set, like it's a set frame, set measurement of the screen. So not all mobile devices will accept that because you've got iPhones, tablets, you know, different Android screens and laptops, all kinds of devices going to your laptop. And in today's day and age, more people are using mobile devices like Surface Pros, whatever. So,
Justin,
what's
your favorite thing about helping people with their online marketing? What do you love about it the most?
What do I love about it the most is the fact, well, I've been doing this ever since I was a kid. I helped my parents do this because I started working for them at the age of like 12 or 13. And so I just love the fact that I can take a business, no matter how big or small, I can help them just experience rapid growth through the internet and help them increase their sales and just their reach.
Yeah, you're super well-spoken and able to communicate and articulate that very well over the air, Justin, and really grateful for it. Give us another tip that might be beneficial for people who are just getting into their social media marketing.
Sure. I would say definitely learn about tracking your audience. And it's a really, really simple tip, and it's done. You can Google this. If you just type in Facebook Pixel, there's something in Facebook that everybody has for free through Facebook, and it's a tracking device which will track all your audience basically by the age range, what their interests are, what movies they like, and that's the best way to know who your audience really is, because every business should know who they're trying to reach, who their customer is, who their avatar is. Like, when I meet with businesses, you got to define that person so well. Like, give them a name. Like, tell them, yeah, their name is Pete, and they're single. They love action movies, and, you know, they have two kids, or, you know, something like that. But you got to define who that person is, because you want to be speaking to one person out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, what was that? What do you type in again?
Oh, that's Facebook Pixel. Know who your audience is.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
and that'll track your audience.
Oh, you know, Justin, I wish we had more time because you were fantastic and a real giver. Give your contact information one more time, if you will, please.
Yeah, it's Green Forest Marketing. The phone number to reach me is 602-403-9903. Again, that's 602-403-9903.
Oh my gosh, thanks so much for hanging out with us today and for connecting with us after the Small Business Expo in Phoenix.
Hey, no problem. It was great meeting you guys.
Well, you cracked it out of the park, folks. Go to greenforestmarketing.com and download their free top 10 social media tips delivered straight into your inbox. And we will look forward to hearing great things from you out there as well. Justin Larson, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just ahead. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, Justin Larson, hanging out, giving you the good stuff. That's what you've come to expect. Check out experiencepros.com. Sign up for the archives. You can get archives of every show that we've ever done right there. Back after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where the girl is back in town.
That would be me.
That is you. Welcome,
that would be me.
Welcome, welcome home.
I know, I've been introducing myself around the studio as the new girl. What is my new name? Angelica Toussaint?
Angelica Toussaint.
The new girl.
The producer Chad gave you that moniker. I think it actually could stick. You just never know.
You never know. Mm-hmm. You never know. I've gotten really good at telling people my last name, Tussie, rhymes with fussy, and they remember that.
Right.
And I actually have some relatives who, because the name Tussie is so, it's not typical. You got the two C's together, which should be, you know, hard sound, right? And so they actually go by Tucci. They just gave up about 5-6 years ago and said, you know what? We're just going to go by Tucci. Well,
I like Angelica Toussaint, but then at the same time, I can't give Chad a 100% clear bill of health and walk in the park. And here's why. You know that I wear a black leather jacket.
Well, you're not wearing a black leather jacket right now.
Well, no, it's on my chair, but I normally do.
Oh.
And I drive a black convertible.
Okay, right? yes.
And so Chad...
But you haven't always.
No, Chad, okay, putting that together with the amount that I drive, has decided... You remember Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. And the special car.
Kit. Yeah. And then the guy who did that, Michael or whatever his name is, Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Remember
David
him?
Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Well, this is Chad's idea of me as he superimposed my face
on David Hasselhoff. With a black leather shirt with your chest hair sticking out.
Yeah.
Do you wear it like that?
No, I do not. And I think that I think.
And so why can't I be Angelica?
No, I think you should. I just don't think that we should trust everything that he says. His judgment is questionable. It's suspect.
How did we go from him calling me Angelica to say...
Because you
to
got something
all
nice,
about you,
and I got this. I got Knight Rider.
Oh, Knight Rider. Knight Rider's kind of cool.
With my face superimposed on a sexy picture of Knight Rider from the 1978.
My husband, I just saw him. Somebody took a picture of him, like, lounging on a, I don't know, like, a bench or something. But he had that Burt Reynolds pose.
Oh.
And I'm like, ew. And he's like, yeah, but wasn't Burt Reynolds naked in that pose? And he's not. And oh. I'm like, but it's still, it's like, there are just some things, like, you just can never unsee.
Well, and my self-esteem is a little bit tanked.
Is it on the rocks
yeah,
right now?
My confidence has been shaken because of the photo that Chad wants to promote.
And... You know, I think what happens, what do we do when our self-confidence gets shaked? You know, somebody rattles it just a little bit.
I curl up into a ball and cry.
Do you? Yeah. You know, Netflix binging with a tub of ice cream, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think there are, no matter who we are, we can all have a moment when our self-confidence gets rocked. And we need to have a couple of tips on how we can get ourselves like right back on top of our game when that happens, because none of us are immune to this. According to Ken Keyes, here's a couple of ways that you can actually build some action steps to rebuild your self-confidence if somebody's posted a picture of you as the Knight Rider.
Action step number one, face your fears. You are the Knight Rider. Don't let your fears overpower you. Fears are rarely as bad as you think they are, and you'll definitely boost your confidence if you effectively face them and eventually conquer them. Fear is false evidence appearing real.
Oh, I heard a new one recently, although I don't remember it. But, you know, I think a lot of times we make it up. It's worse in our head than it really is. My husband has been known to ask me, Angel, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then I start to think about, well, what is the worst thing that could happen? And I start to go down that trail, and all of a sudden, it's not so bad.
It's not so
bad. And what was I so worried about? And so facing your fears, not letting them overpower you, asking yourself, what is the worst thing that can happen? I might make a mistake. I might regret this decision later on, but I might not. It might open some amazing doors.
Right.
Number two, learn from your mistakes and know that it's okay to make a mistake.
Right.
You know, we get all freaked out, you know, in perfectionism, and we don't make mistakes. And then that's not true. We all make mistakes. And if we never make a mistake, are we really challenging ourselves? Who was it that says when you're learning to water ski, if you never fall down, you're not really trying that hard?
Yeah, you're not skiing to your potential.
Or skiing to your potential. Yeah. It's probably even snow skiing is the same thing. So in order to reach your potential, you're probably not going to do it 100% right and perfect the very first time you do it.
We're talking about improving your self-esteem and your self-confidence. And number three, assert yourself. Know what you want to do and be determined on how to get it. You can make your dreams come true, but you have to do what it needs. You know,
right?
You have to take those steps.
You got to take action.
Yeah.
It is all about taking action.
You know, you have been on this speaking tour, and not only are you speaking, but you're training to speak in tandem with that. And I have said for years that there's no exception. There's no way to bypass the experience of doing. And so you're living this one. You're asserting yourself and walking the walk. You have to climb the stairs. There's no other way.
You know, I was told last week that until you've done your talk 100 times, you're still practicing.
Agreed.
And so you've got to do it 100 times.
I practiced for 100 hours with the magic that I used. So.
All right. Now, if you want to instill some self-confidence in yourself, reward yourself. You don't need anybody else to approve and anybody else's sign of approval or seal of approval.
Mm-hmm.
You have to accept yourself. You have to reward yourself for the work that you've done and find ways that just remind you that, yes, I'm working hard, but here is why it's worth it. Here's what I'm working towards.
As you're moving towards your self-confident self, do you feel uncomfortable about something? Ask yourself why and then deal with it. Do what it takes to rid yourself of the discomfort that you feel. Only then will your real confidence shine.
You know, a lot of times our initial reaction is to say no,
right.
You know, to not try something new, to stay in our comfort zone because it's familiar and we have a fear of the unknown. And sometimes we're scared to jump into something and it's okay to have that scared feeling. We said this in the beginning of the show, having that balance where you're freaked out and excited,
right.
You know, then you're pushing yourself, you know, you're challenging yourself, you're on that right step. And it might not always work out that first time, but a lot of times we have to take that first step in order to see the other opportunities on the other side.
That's right. And finally, this, don't put yourself in the headspace of failure. Keep in mind, failure is not making mistakes, folks. We all make mistakes. Failure happens when you let yourself be defeated. If you stay standing each time you're disappointed, you're not beaten yet. And that's the thing. If you fall down 7 times, you get up 8.
Yeah, and don't quit.
All right. Great article, great conversation. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. Make sure you check out experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com. The archives of this broadcast and every show are available right there. Thank you for tuning in. This is the home for positive business talk.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,